You're listening to Sunday Savvy Radio Show. I am your host, Thee Lachey. Usually, we have done R&B music, but since I want to dedicate this show to a special woman, a woman that I've known all of my life, my mom, Maddie Walker. Maddie Walker, this episode is dedicated to you. So all of you who love gospel music, you will enjoy the show. And of course, if you're waiting for the R&B, there will be other episodes with R&B. I will be bouncing back and forth with R&B, gospel, and jazz. So if you love either of those genres of music, tune in and we'll see you on your episodes that you enjoy. With that being said, we always like to start our show off with a little inspiration. Here to inspire us today is one of my mom's most favorite gospel artists, and his name happens to be Mr. Lee Williams.
Took me in.
Sunday Savvy Radio Show is pre-recorded, so you can listen any time of the day. Just go to Spotify or type Sunday Savvy Radio Show into your search engine, and we'll see you there. Stay tuned for the latest news and updates. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sunday Savvy Radio Show. I am your host, V. Lachey. Coming up, we'll tell you what we know about the coronavirus cases in the U.S. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
One more time. on my soul. Okay. I was reading the other day about a man named Moses. I was reading where one day God called Moses. Told him, said, Moses, I want you to go down in Egypt land. I want you to tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. And you know how that story goes. Moses began to kind of question God. Said, now, Lord, are you sure I'm the one? Said, you know, my tongue is a little tied and I don't speak real well. Lord told him, said, Moses, all I want you to do is just go, and I'll go with you. Just open your mouth, and I'll speak for you. Moses went on and told Pharaoh what the Lord had said. But you know how that story goes. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he wouldn't let those peoples go. Well, after God had brought several plagues upon the land of Egypt, he called Moses again. He said, Moses, I want you to go back and tell old Pharaoh, if he don't let my people go, tell him there'll be a great cry in the land of Egypt. Tell him that all of the firstborn in that land will be killed. And then, Moses, I want you to tell your people, I want them to kill a lamb. I want them to put the blood on either side of the doorpost. So when the death angel come and see the blood, he'll pass their door by. Moses went on and told Pharaoh what he said. But he wouldn't let the old people go. And the Bible tells me it was midnight when there came a great cry in the land of Egypt. All of the firstborn in that land was killed. That lets me know that God moved. God moved at midnight. I got another story. Can I tell that one? Talking about the five wise and the five foolish virgins. When they went out to wait on the bridegroom. And you know how that story goes, don't you? The foolish ran out of oil. And the Bible said it was about midnight when somebody cried out, the bridegroom has come. I got one more. I got one more. And then I'm going to leave you alone. Talking about old man Paul and old man Silas. When they were bound down in that Roman jail, didn't have nobody that could go their bail.
You're listening to Sunday Savvy Radio Show, and I am your host, V. Lachey.
Turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Don't say some people say I'm praying, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Sweetest man
is
love.
to midnight with our three-year-old. Had to take him to the emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket. And all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Preach that, brethren. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, preach that, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you've had an affair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is. Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman. Oh,
and I'm back with the latest news on the coronavirus in the United States. What we know about it, the confirmed cases and suspected cases. Multiple cases of a novel coronavirus known to cause pneumonia have been found in the United States, and more than 70 others are awaiting test results. We understand many people in the United States are worried about the virus and how it will affect Americans. Dr. Nancy Messenier, Director of the Center for the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease, told reporters on Monday, risk depends on exposure. Temporarily named 2019 nCoV, the virus originated in Wuhan, China, but has since spread to at least 12 countries, according to the World Health Organization. The vast majority of the 2,798 confirmed cases are confined to China, but as of Monday, five people in America had tested positive for the virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has developed a diagnostic test for the virus and is working on a plan to make it accessible to individual states. As of Monday, the CDC is the only agency within the United States with the capability of diagnosing the virus, so all samples must be sent there for processing. At this time, a centralized process ensures the most accurate results, according to Messonnier. Our most important priority is making sure that the test is accurate, she said on a press call. Speed is important, but accuracy is probably a priority. Generally, she said, the time between the decision that a patient should be tested and the result is around one day, depending on where the person is located and shipping efficiency. As of Monday, there have been 110 suspected cases of 2019 nCoV in the United States, involving people in 26 states, according to the CDC. 32 samples have been tested negative, and 73 are still awaiting for test results. Messonnier declined to say which states submitted samples, referring reporters to state health departments. Among the suspected cases is a student from White Mountain School in Bethlehem, New Hampshire. The student returned to the U.S. from China in January 6th and went to Littleton Regional Healthcare on Thursday with a flu-like symptoms, according to the New Hampshire Hospital. Measures were taken to prevent cross-contamination until the CDC confirms the test results. On Monday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo confirmed that the Department of Health was still awaiting test results for five individuals. Cases are also suspected in Maryland and San Diego County, California. Symptoms of the strain of the coronavirus includes fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms are also characteristics of a number of other respiratory viruses, so the virus presence in an area can be confirmed only by a positive test result. And that was the latest update on the coronavirus. We'll be back right after this.
I'm waiting.
The next song that you'll hear will be in celebration of Black History Month. And not only that, but being that this song is being sung by one of the late greats who just passed away, and I've actually had an opportunity to get an insight in her life through her movie, which was an autobiography, and it's called Respect. This lady that I speak of is none other than Mrs. Aretha Franklin. So I would like to take this time to pay tribute not only to Mrs. Aretha Franklin, but also Black History Month. So enjoy.
When you're down in trouble,
you will surely be missed. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back with a Black History Fact. And I'm back, bringing you one of the 10 most interesting Black History Facts. Did you know the 6888th Battalion was the largest all-Black female military unit in World War II? Formed in May 1942, the 6888th was the first and only all-female women army corps to be deployed overseas in World War II. That was your Black History Moment. We'll be right back. I hope you enjoyed the show. Just remember, Sunday Savvy Radio Show is pre-recorded. You can tune in at any time. New episodes are posted each and every Sunday. To listen in, go to anchor.fm/VLashay. That's the letter V, LASHAY-Bonner. We need sponsors to help us grow. You can contact us on our message board. Your feedback and comments are welcome. And we thank you once again for tuning in. I'm V. Lachey, your host, and I'll see you next time on Sunday Savvy Radio Show.
Alone in a world, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid, afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for
Good night.